Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning as we worship here in this place and on the radio and over the internet. Wherever we are, the Spirit unites us. We celebrate this morning because Reverend Ted Anderson is here to preach and to lead worship. So thank you for being here with us today. As we begin our worship service this morning, the Living Sun Men's Group will sing This Little Light of Mine to begin our celebration. May we gather in God's Spirit.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun way beyond the blue.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Call to worship. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for you comforted me.
Surely God is my salvation, and I trust and not be afraid.
For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation.
With joy we drink the living water.
Give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name.
We make known God's deeds among the nations and exalt God's name.
Sing praises to the Lord, for God has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth.
We shout aloud and sing for joy, O Lord of Zion, for great in our midst is the Holy One.
Shall we sing together?
Thank you. From the Gospel of Matthew, we hear this. The same day Jesus left the house and went out beside Lake Galilee, where he sat down to teach. Such large crowds gathered around him that he had to sit in a boat while the people stood on the shore. Then he taught them many things by using stories. He said, "Farmer went out to scatter seed in a field. While the farmer was scattering the seed, some of it fell along the road and was eaten by birds. Other seeds fell on thin, rocky ground and quickly started growing because the soil wasn't very deep. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and dried up because they did not have enough roots. Some other seeds fell where thorn bushes grew up and choked the plants. But a few seeds did fall on good ground, where the plants produced 100 or 60 or 30 times as much as was scattered. If you have ears, pay attention." Jesus told them another story. "The kingdom of heaven is like what happens when a farmer plants a mustard seed in a field. Although it is the smallest of all seeds, it grows larger than any garden plant and becomes a tree. Birds even come and nest on its branches." May God bless the reading of this, his holy word.
Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the light of the world, and we will follow him. Jesus is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the light of the world.
To follow, I just think we should have the choir come back up and sing another song. Thank you for being here today. You didn't have to come to worship. You made the choice. It's a good choice, I think. It's a godly choice, but it's our choice. Thanks for sharing in this way. Oh, by the way, thanks. Some of you were brave enough to come back a second time. Let me know if I got any better at it. Okay? Let's pray. May the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, and the actions of our lives be acceptable to you, Lord, because they are life-giving for others and inviting for your kingdom, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I think of the month of November as Thanksgiving month. I think we give it far too little attention. Just one day. We should be making Thanksgiving every day, at least in terms of the things that God has given us. What do we believe about God? In what business is God involved? What is God's role in our lives? All right, what do we believe about God? We believe that God is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We believe God defines love, demonstrates forgiveness, offers guidance, creates extravagantly and abundantly, continues creation, and extends grace. We also believe that God is not selfish, nor is God immoral or corrupt. God does not hate or fight or lose temper. God does not obsess. God does not start conflict. God does not choose sides. God does not do jealousy. So if we believe those things about God, we also believe that God is unselfish, completely giving, audaciously humble, moral, trustworthy, loving, seeking reconciliation all the time, that God sees everyone as a child of God, that God desires peace and understanding. We also believe that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, and that God is the creator. And when God makes it, it is good. It's probably time for us to do a better job of living like the God we believe in and the God we believe. What we believe about God should be evident in our own living, so that others will say to us, oh, look at them. They're loving or kind or generous or thoughtful. Well, they're like God. Certainly, if we believe that God is like this and that the kingdom, community, family of God is like this, we would want to start living like that now. The two teams that get to the Super Bowl don't start on the Super Bowl Sunday playing football. They've been playing it for a long time before they get there. It's kind of like if you want to get to the Super Bowl of God's kingdom, it's not something that we start later on, like when we get there. It should be today, now, like God, right now. Well, in what business is God involved? God is involved in the creation and the recreation business. The creation-recreation business starts with love, God's love, which is so far beyond our understanding or experience that God had to come in person to demonstrate, to live among us, to show us. God is in the Jesus business, and Jesus is in the God business, and we should be too. This involves grace, amazingly poured out for no earthly reason. It involves forgiveness, atonement, mercy, compassion, kindness. God's business is always to be inviting everyone, even us, to be involved in God's family, in God's business, in God's kingdom community. If we really ever got involved in God's business, we would not have time or energy for lying, hurting, anger, discrimination, hatred, bullying, talking behind people's back, gossiping, complaining, bigotry, idolatry, or adultery. We wouldn't have any time for that. We wouldn't have time for a lot of other ungodly things that happen in our world and sometimes even in our church. Because if we were really involved in God's business, we would realize it's a full-time occupation, a full-time job, a full-time vocation. It's something that ought to be our lifestyle all the time. And if we were always invested in that, there wouldn't be time for these other things. What's God's role in our lives? God is our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer. God is our provider, our savior, our guide. God is our parent, our brother, our sister. God's role is creation, reconciliation, new life. God's role is grace, forgiveness, recreation. If this is God's role in our lives, then as followers of Jesus, as disciples, as representatives of God in the world, as ministers of the gospel, shouldn't these things be our role too? We're God's people, and we should look like it and act like it. If this is God's role in our lives, shouldn't these things be our role too? To offer new life and hope, encouragement for the journey to one and all, to help provide what is needed for life, to share the cross and point the way, to be like family, to share in building a new world, building bridges of peace with a chance to start over for one and all, to be gracious to all, to be forgiving, and offering as many chances as God has offered us. Well, now we get to the story of the sower. I probably thought you'd never get here today, right? Jesus calls him a sower, which helps us to understand that he's a professional farmer. He's not like me in my backyard. I don't know what I'm doing. This guy knows what he's doing. And so everybody who listens to Jesus that day, who understands that this is a professional, thinks immediately that this guy is out of his mind. He's scattering the seed everywhere, on the rocky soil, in the weeds, where the birds will eat it. Come on, this is no farmer. Jesus always is telling stories about God's kingdom, not the earth. Jesus is always telling the story about how we should act all the time in our lives. Have we received grace? Have we received good news? Do we understand the love of God in Jesus Christ? Then we should be like the sower, sowing that seed everywhere. Part of the reason we do that is because, of course, neighbors are everywhere. Some of the neighbors that we have are living on rocky soil. Some of them are in the middle of the weeds. Some of them are places where nothing will ever grow except what God will grow. And that's why we can scatter it everywhere. You want to be careful about where you sow it. You just have to sow it all the places that you are, because God will produce the growth. We're not in charge of growth. We're just in charge of sowing, and God will take care of the growth. So we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to sow it everywhere, scatter it. This love of God, this grace of God, this good news of God gets to be shared with everybody in the world. And it's our job, like the sower's job, to scatter it everywhere. You know, sometimes we do get mixed up with this notion that we have to be thinking about the 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. We think that's the answer to that parable. That's the subject, but it's not. Read the parable again sometime. It's right there in your bulletins today. You will see that the sower is the subject, not the yield. The yield is God's business. Ours is the sowing business. Ours is to scatter the gospel. Our opportunity is to invite others to meet Jesus. Our ministry is to live in such a way that people will ask why. We are to get as excited about Jesus as we do about a newborn baby, or about the Buffalo Bills ever winning a game, or about vacation. No, I take that back. We're actually to become more excited about Jesus than any of those things. Wouldn't you think that the grace of God that God has poured out in our lives, the chances God has given us, is worth a lot more excitement than those things? And more excited because once and still, continually, some other representative of God, they might be here today among us, has been scattering seeds of God's grace and mercy in our sometimes barren, sometimes fertile lives. They didn't have anything to do with growing it, and neither did we. But when they scattered it, God produced growth, and we are thankful, thankful that we know about God's grace. So we are scattering seeds of the gospel, which is God's love with our neighbors, because our neighbors are everywhere, not just in good places, but in every place. We have this ministry, and we are not discouraged. It is by God's own power that we may live and serve. Openly we share God's word, speaking truth as we believe, praying that the shadowed world may healing light receive. We have this ministry, O God, receive our living. O Christ, the tree of life, our end and our beginning. We grow to fullest flower when rooted in your love. Brothers, sisters, clergy, lay, called to service by your grace. Different cultures, different gifts, the young and old a place. We have this ministry, O God, receive our giving. The yoke of Christ is ours, the whole world is our parish. We daily take the cross, the burden and the joy, bearing hurts of those we serve, wounded, bruised, and bowed with pain. Holy Spirit, bread and wine, we die and rise again. We have this ministry, O God, receive our loving. The earth is the Lord's, thanks be to God, and everything in it. And God continues to create. And look, it is good. Those of us who have ears, the scripture says, let us listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to us today. And then, let's get out of here and scatter seed abundantly, extravagantly. Amen.
Good morning. I am Shirley Burra, and I joined the Outreach Committee when it was formed earlier this year. Our goal was to reintroduce our church to the community and reach out to do God's work where we could. We felt our church has a wonderful Sunday service and a very capable pastor and a congregation that is caring and are just good people. We wanted to share these gifts with others. So how could we invite people to join us and also do God's work in our community? We felt that building relationships and trust in our community was an important part of our mission. With these goals in mind, we zeroed in on a program for 3 to 5-year-olds. We named it Giggle Time. It would be a 2-hour class held weekly that built the children's social skills with their peers through various activities such as storytelling, making crafts, and singing. At the same time, we hope to build relationship with young parents in our community by providing them a couple of hours each week to do their errands or just relax in this busy world they are dealing with. Some retired teachers of our congregation heard the message, stepping forward to volunteer their expertise. Not only did they create the curriculum, they accepted the significant responsibility to team teach for the entire year. So we handed out flyers at the Corn Festival, posted signs all over town, and placed ads in the Penny Saver. As September rolled around, we were overjoyed when one by one, we had 12 little ones registered for Giggle Time, 3 girls and 9 boys, and 5 more were on the waiting list. We did a lot of advertising to make the program visible, but I am convinced it was the word of mouth around the community of the talented teachers these kids would have, and has made the kids and parents so happy with Giggle Time. We are building relationships and doing God's work.
Shirley has shared how Giggle Time started. Now the rest of us will share a little bit about what Giggle Time is all about and what we do each Thursday morning with the children. This program emphasizes learning social skills through hands-on fun activities. We have themes each month which help us select and plan what we'll do. In November, for instance, themes are Thanksgiving and being thankful, feelings, and manners. This past Thursday morning found us doing some of the following.
I read a book called Happy Thanksgiving Day, and this book teaches all of our children how much God has blessed us, whether it's through our family, through stories, through friends, through yummy food, or through soft and cuddly teddy bears.
After the story was read, then we extended that literacy moment and combining fine motor skills. We brainstormed through review and from our own experiences and made a list of different things that we could be thankful for. We talked about how we could each be our own author and illustrator, and we worked on making our own books of things that we could be thankful for.
Okay, one of our very special Giggle Time kids is Montana, and she's going to share the book that she did with us. So it starts out and says, I am thankful. That's her cover. And then you said you're thankful for...
Turkey.
All right. She drew a picture of a turkey. And then she said she was thankful for?
Mailbox.
And then you're thankful for?
My new house.
Yeah, she's going to have a new house, so she was really thankful. Okay. Thank you so much.
It's not unusual to hear somebody say, is it snack time yet? Boys of every age are always hungry. So we do line up and walk across the hall where a snack is ready for the children, and we have taught them a thank you song to thank God for the food that they have each day.
As Mr. Brown, the music clown, I often get involved with a little singing after snack time. We're presently working on a song that we're building week by week that starts with the idea of helping hands. The oratorio performance for parents will be slightly later on in the fall. I was also appointed by the committee to mention, this being stewardship season, you are more than welcome. You are encouraged to designate part of your pledge towards the outreach committee's mission, including, among other things, Giggle Time, which you've heard about today. Thank you.
Just to conclude, we have had many, many positive comments from parents and the babysitters as they pick up the children, and we are also really enjoying being there with them and working with them. And of course, this program is being funded from our church budget, and we will need to have continued funds. And so we thank you for all the support that you're giving to us as we go through this endeavor. Thank you so much.
To bring forth God's kingdom, to scatter seeds of that kingdom in the whole world, everywhere we go. Let us go forth full of the love, the hope, the joy, the peace, the life of God, so that we have that to share with others in this world. Amen.
This has been called to sow seeds of the gospel with former DS Reverend Ted Anderson, originally broadcast November 17, 2013. Ted speaks and sings a message that what each of us believes about God should be evident daily in our living, and a full-time expression of God's love with others. Plus, the outreach committee introduces Giggle Time.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.